local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill on the way. Check in now with Kane for traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. They do have a minor fender bender northbound 65 at the 36-mile marker in Baldwin County. A Jeep off in the median, but not affecting too much traffic. Still a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort checking it accident-free. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Get your tickets at 4611 USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows around 50, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
All right, 6:08 to FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly's got our headlines in a second. Yeah, speaking of what's going on in Montgomery, week out from the start of session 2019. So as we get ready to get into it, it does start on Fat Tuesday. Crazy about that idea, but we will be following that, reporting on Montgomery and what happens in this session all session long. All right, 6:08, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New this morning, there's an inmate on the run and authorities need your help. This is a story we're reporting on here on FM Talk 106.5, as well as our news partners this morning, WKRG. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirms a 27-year-old Dyron Primus escaped from the North Alabama CWC just before 4 a.m. this morning. Primus was serving time on drug possession charges. He was last seen wearing a state-issued uniform, white pants, a jacket, and hat. If you have any information, you're encouraged to contact your local police department or simply 911. Now let's head to Montgomery, as Governor Kay Ivey has declared a state of emergency for 19 North Alabama counties, and it's all due to flooding. Those counties include Blount and Cherokee, Franklin, Jackson, Madison, Marion, Walker, and Winston. Marshall, Morgan, Lauderdale, and Lamar are also on that list. That same weather is impacting schools, as the following schools are closed today: Cherokee County Schools, Morgan County Schools, Limestone County Schools, Colbert County Schools, Jackson County Valley Schools, which includes Bridgeport Elementary, Bridgeport Middle, North Jackson, Stevenson Elementary, Stevenson Middle, Hollywood, and Woodville. All employees are asked to report to school. Franklin County Schools and the Cherokee County Schools are also impacted by this flooding. When it comes to your weather, as always, just a reminder, Dr. Bill joins us throughout the morning right here on Mobile Mornings, and he will give you the very latest on what you need to know for today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus? Shackleton? Anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Sound like firecrackers popping like that.
Satsuma police are looking for a gunman who shot into a home and injured a woman over the weekend. Police have identified 23-year-old Terrell Lee as a person they'd like to talk to about the shooting. Dora Crook Sutton tells News 5 her sister was shot as they took cover in the bathtub.
We was trying to, you know, get away from it. I went in there and got in the bathtub. My sister had got shot.
A disturbing discovery in Northwest Florida. One woman shot, another severely beaten. The Escambia County Sheriff's deputies are looking for 32-year-old Alexander Bedgood for that crime. Plenty of number crunching happening in Baldwin County over the weekend. Spanish Fort Middle School hosted Math Fest, a math competition drawing students from around the state. The most successful students won invitations to a larger competition in Atlanta next month. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6940.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms. For more information.
Keselowski fights the flu and wins in Atlanta. A big weekend for University of South Alabama sports, and Auburn takes one on the chin against a top 10 team. It's 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball, the Auburn Tigers were beaten soundly by the number 4 ranked Kentucky Wildcats on Saturday, 80-53. Kentucky led by as many as 33 points in the second half. The Wildcats' P.J. Washington scored 24 points to lead both teams. With the loss, Auburn's record is now 2-49 against Kentucky in games played in Lexington. Alabama snapped a 3-game losing streak by beating Vanderbilt 68-61. The Commodores' loss was their 15th consecutive loss, setting a program record. The Tide led 57-34 in the second half and survived a 15-point run from the Commodores to pick up their 7th conference win. Kyra Lewis Jr. again led Alabama in scoring with 19. In other games around the SEC, number 13 LSU beat number 5 Tennessee in overtime, 82-80. Ole Miss topped Georgia 72-71. Prior to the game, 8 Ole Miss players knelt during the national anthem. They said after the game that the demonstration was in response to a Confederacy rally taking place near the arena. Florida beat Missouri 64-60. Mississippi State got a win over South Carolina 76-61. And Texas A&M beat Arkansas 87-80. Closer to home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's and women's teams played a doubleheader in Troy on Saturday. The women's team lost 66-58, splitting the season series against the Trojans, while the men's team won 68-52, giving them a season sweep over the rival after winning at home earlier this month. This Thursday, both teams will face UT Arlington. The men's game is at home in the Mitchell Center at 7 o'clock, while the women will be on the road to face the Mavericks, also at 7 on Thursday. In baseball, South Alabama swept their first home series of the season, beating Tennessee Tech on Friday 8-1, Saturday 7-3, and yesterday 10-2. After losing their first two games of the season against nationally ranked Clemson, the Jags have won four games in a row. They have a big test tomorrow night when South heads to Baton Rouge to face the number one ranked LSU Tigers. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. The South Alabama softball team also had a successful weekend at home, going 4-1 in the Mardi Gras Invitational. On Friday, they shut out Stephen F. Austin 8-0 before losing to Illinois 11-2. On Saturday, the Jags shut out Hofstra 8-0 and beat Stephen F. Austin again 6-5 before wrapping the weekend on Sunday with a 3-2 win over Nicholls State. Next up for the softball team, they head to Orlando to participate in the Diamond 9 Citrus 2 Classic beginning on Friday at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. In NASCAR on Sunday, Brad Keselowski won the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Four last lap passes at Atlanta, turn four. For the final time, Brad Keselowski is going to win the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500.
Nice job, guys.
Keselowski picked up his 28th career victory after battling a stomach bug all weekend. Martin Truex Jr. finished second, followed by Kurt Busch in third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Clint Bowyer fifth. Kyle Larson led a race-high 142 of the 325 laps, but finished 12th after a penalty for speeding while entering the pit. Next up, the Cup Series heads to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400 next Sunday. In golf, Dustin Johnson finished 21 under par, cruising to a win in the WGC Mexico Championship, five shots ahead of second-place finisher Rory McIlroy.
And for the second time in 3 years, Dustin Johnson is the king of Mexico.
It was Johnson's 20th career PGA Tour win and his 6th World Golf Championship title. Paul Casey, Ian Poulter, and Kiridich Afabarnrat tied for third.
That's easy to say.
10 shots behind the leader, they finished third place. Tiger Woods had a rough weekend putting, but still finished tied for 10th at 8-under for the tournament. In the NBA, the New York Knicks beat San Antonio 130-118 to end an 18-game home losing streak. Denver won their 4th in a row, beating the LA Clippers 123-96, and Orlando upset Toronto 113-98, ending the Raptors' 7-game winning streak. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant, with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Spring is here. You've told me before, planting season. So, Sid, what are people planting out there? What do they do this time of year?
Well, so everyone should be getting a plan together if you're looking to do something this spring. And some of the things that people are planting are new backyards. They want to screen a neighbor off, or they want to fix a drainage problem over in a corner. Maybe they want a new putting green. Maybe they want a new backyard patio. They want a fire pit. Maybe they had a landscape installed a few years ago and they want to light that up. We're doing lots of those types of plans and seeing those things happen. A new entrance, a new walkway, new irrigation. There's just all kinds.
All right. So if we want to get that plan started and then implemented, we need to get in touch with you. How do we do it?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can give us a call the old-fashioned way, 251-626-3309, or you can find us at any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident now. Commandary Road and Commandary Road South. Also northbound 65 at the 36-mile marker in Baldwin County. We've got a Jeep in the middle of the median. Mobile Police Department to clear. But again, we've got school buses already traveling. Keep that in mind. Back it down to 20 miles an hour. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models with free furniture packages. And now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. See them at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Sean's ringing out Saturday night downtown during Mardi Gras celebrations. Two teenagers arrested. A 7-year-old has been wounded in this. We'll get more details coming up in just a second with Katarina Lukatich from News 5. Right now, more headlines with Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. One death has been confirmed in Mississippi after a tornado touches down on Saturday. The victim has been identified as 41-year-old Ashley Pounds. The Columbus, Mississippi mayor says that Ashley and her husband were renovating a home on Saturday evening, and when her husband left to get something to eat, that's when the building collapsed on top of Ashley and killed her. The mayor also says that 12 other people were injured, but those injuries did not appear to be as serious and they are expected to survive. According to the city spokesperson, that tornado also caused damage to a school and two community center buildings. A former majority leader of the Alabama State Senate is indicted on charges of stealing from his client's trust funds, and it is not his first brush with the law. Attorney Zeb Little turned himself in and was released from the Coleman County Jail on $15,000 bail last week. The 50-year-old from Coleman was indicted on 3 felony charges of first-degree theft. He's accused of stealing more than $25,000 from his client's trust funds. If convicted, all 3 are Class B felonies, and Little does face up to 20 years in prison for each. Now, back in May of 2009, I should say, Little pleaded guilty to DWI after having an open container as part of a plea deal. After being pulled over on I-65 in Hoover, he was then sentenced to probation and DUI school. Little is a Democrat who served in the state Senate from 1998 to 2010, and he was majority leader from 2002 to 2010. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:23, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. So shots being fired at Mardi Gras Saturday night. I got to tell you, we were down at the parade last night, and it was the talk. I mean, there were a lot of people standing around before we went to the parade and hauled the kids, and that was a discussion most of the fellow parents I was with about, you know, being down there and what happened Saturday night. Let's find out exactly what did happen Saturday night. Let's check in with News 5's Katarina Lukatich. And Katarina, what is the situation right now? What's MPD saying?
Well, MPD is, you know, not saying much for motive or, you know, what may have led up to the shooting, but we do know that 2 people are charged in the shooting. And again, we've been tending to see this lately, that these shootings are being committed by teenagers. So 2 17-year-olds are in jail this morning, charged with adults in the shooting that happened Saturday. Ty Kendrick Barnett and Isaiah Carl are their names. They're charged with assault, a few other charges, and one of those charges are certain persons forbidden to carry a pistol, so that suggests that they do have a history in the juvenile court system as well.
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, by that, they have done something in the past that would prevent them, number one, right now they're underage, but number two, they've done something on their record that would prevent them from having a gun with them. I mean, this goes back to a bigger question, right? The revolving door we've heard about down at, you know, with the judges here, that these are people, obviously, that have seen a courtroom before.
Yeah, and it just seems that they go in, they bond out, and I mean, this case is a little different because the juvenile court system is a little bit different, but now we'll see how it goes now that they're charged with adults and assuming that they do have a record, how that'll be taken.
Katarina, there was a person that was shot, a bystander, a 7-year-old?
Yeah, a 7-year-old girl was hit by one of the bullets. The good news is she's expected to be okay. But I think that's the most terrifying thing is that mm-hmm. you have these Mardi Gras parades and there are thousands of people. I think they were saying 92,000 people downtown on Saturday night. And a lot of them were families. And that's what happened. A seven-year-old girl was hit when these people got into some sort of fight that led to gunshots.
I had heard this. I don't know if you can confirm or not, that because this also fits in with a bigger theme that MPD is talking about, that one of the guns used to shoot on Saturday night was a stolen gun. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's right. MPD is saying at least one of the guns used on Saturday night was stolen, and that goes into the bigger issue that we're seeing, you know, as well. Bill Riles had an investigation last week that we ran that last year in 2018, 1,200 guns were stolen from cars in Mobile. And it's a lot of them are just people leaving them unlocked. And I don't know if you've seen it around circulating on social media. Mobile police have a new PSA that's out just saying, lock it up, lock your car. That's how most of these guns are being stolen and are being used to commit crime.
Absolutely scary stuff out there when, you know, we've got a way for people just to lock it, to keep the guns out of the people's hands that would use them, obviously, for criminal intent. Katerina, as always, we appreciate the update. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Katerina Lukatich, News 5, checking in. Speaking of locking up, so here's what Katerina was mentioning, this PSA. Now, I have, and this is probably not the right form to do it, and I don't do this with any animus. I do it with just a... I should have called them personally last week, but they released the PSA for television. Okay?
Right.
Now, we're pretty good. I can pull audio from a TV spot. But I mean, I sure would like to. I mean, the MPD, you know.
A radio version
give
would
us
be
a
nice.
Give us a radio version. But here is the audio from the TV version.
Each month, more than 90 guns are reported stolen from unlocked vehicles, creating the potential of serious injury or death.
Lock it up.
Many violent acts and crimes are committed with stolen guns.
Lock it up.
According to ATF, stolen guns pose a substantial threat to public safety.
Lock it up.
Be responsible. Take time to record your handgun serial number and secure it from thieves. Lock it up.
Lock it up for me.
All right, so there's the audio from the page. So we'll run the audio, but we don't have a specific... Using all theater of the mind.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those situations where everyone hears stories about people having weapons stolen from them and either assume that it'll never happen to them or just go on about their business and eventually forget. And if you ever go on the Nextdoor app or Nextdoor website where neighbors talk on Nextdoor, you'll see that it happens so often that people either leave their cars unlocked or somehow criminals are getting hold of guns that have been left in vehicles.
We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice. We could also talk about the Nextdoor app where mostly my neighborhood, they do a lot of dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are out, or the strangest thing has happened in the Nextdoor app. I guess, I mean, the intent is good. It's just strange to see on the app. Okay, this is sad. If it's somebody's cat, it's sad for them. But they see a cat that's been run over,
right.
And then they describe the run-over cat on Nextdoor app, like for the people to identify them, to be like, it was hit. It was looked grayish a little bit, but it was kind of squished. Bad.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two teenagers have been arrested for a shooting in downtown Mobile that injured a seven-year-old girl. Nine gunshots as gunfire followed Saturday night's Mardi Gras parade. The 7-year-old and the 17-year-old who was also injured are both expected to be okay. The suspects will have their first court appearance this week. In Baldwin County, a famous face spotted among Mardi Gras revelers this weekend. Actor Jason Segel's on the Eastern Shore filming his newest movie, The Friend. Fans posed for pictures with Segel at Fairhope's Knights of Ecor Rouge parade Saturday night. Long lines leading to Pensacola's Bay Center this weekend as the city hosts fans of sci-fi, comics, superheroes, and more. Fensicon wrapped up a successful weekend despite various threats in the week leading up to the event, which prompted extra security. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un are both heading toward Vietnam today for talks later in the week over Kim's nuclear weapons. The president now saying he's in, quote, no rush for North Korea to abandon its weapons. The Vatican Summit of Bishops protecting minors and nuns from sexual abuse has ended. Malta Archbishop Charles Shakulna is the Vatican's chief expert on sex abuse.
For decades, we were concentrating on the crime. But we also now realize that covering up is also equally egregious.
Survivors of clergy sexual abuse are saying they need to hear specific steps. General Electric Company has just announced it's selling its biopharma business to Danaher. The price, $21 billion in cash plus payment of pension obligations. China's stock market has just had its best day in over 3 years on word President Trump is holding off on more tariff hikes, saying there's been progress in the U.S.-China trade talks. Wall Street stock futures also rising this morning. The Dow is up 150. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Target is launching new lines of lingerie and sleepwear, becoming the latest retail giant to challenge Victoria's Secret. Target next month will launch three brands to sell women's underwear and pajamas that it expects will hit more than $1 billion in sales in a year. Some of the sales will come from eliminating Gilligan and O'Malley, its existing brand for undergarments and sleepwear. Target says all the new bras will cost less than $22 and include plus sizes. Just days after Samsung launched the industry's first mainstream foldable screen smartphone, China's Huawei upped the ante with a competing device and an even higher price tag. Huawei's new device features a single wide screen that folds in half when closed. Like the rival Samsung Galaxy Fold, the phone will have a folded and unfolded mode, run multiple applications at once, and be compatible with coming superfast 5G networks. It will sell for $2,600. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Sean.
And a chilly morning here. It feels, to me, it feels nice. It's a lot cooler than it has been.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day yesterday. I said Sunday would be the best day of the weekend. Even though it reached 80 degrees on Saturday, of course, it was humid. But we had nice dry air yesterday. And on Saturday, it reached 80, but yesterday, 72 degrees. And, of course, it felt very good with the low humidity. Now, for today, we've got another beautiful day with sunny skies and looks like about 68 degrees for this afternoon. Very comfortable. The wind out of the northeast around 5 to 15 miles per hour. However, tonight, the clouds will increase, and by daybreak, we could even see a few showers around. Low tonight will be around 50 degrees, and we're going to see a warm front. That same front that gave us the cool weather would turn around and head back to us. And with that frontal system will come some showers. As for tomorrow, we've got a good chance for some shower activity. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and the high temperature will be in the mid-60s. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, looks like showers each day. Wednesday, scattered showers up to 72. We'll be in the mid-70s with shower activity on Thursday and Friday. Mostly cloudy again. A chance for some scattered showers around with temperatures in the mid-70s. We're looking way ahead to next weekend. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a few showers in the 70s again. But on Sunday, the cold front comes in. And on Sunday, a few showers, but a high only in the mid-50s. So we're going to get another shot of cold air coming in. And it looks like it'll be colder than this one. And that'll be for Sunday and Monday.
All right, so first question that will back it up. Cold enough to freeze? I mean, once again, it's tomatoes on the brain here. Are we getting any freezing temps?
Doesn't look like a freeze, but temperatures will get into the freezing point or below it, the northern portion of Alabama. But a good chance we will get into the mid or upper 30s as we get into Monday morning. So, it's going to be a sharp change because we're going to climb into the 70s again for several days.
Okay, and you mentioned that passage of the front is, what, Saturday into Sunday?
That's right, Saturday night into Sunday morning.
All right, so I'm thinking of MOTs, of course, a bunch of other stuff going on Saturday, but capped off with the Mystics of Time downtown on Saturday evening into Joe Kane Sunday. I know it's a ways out, I mean, but does it look like a washout with this? Or
no, it doesn't look like that. In fact, it's too far ahead right now to indicate how much rain is going to come down, but right now we're just looking at some scattered showers for Saturday. And then the frontal system coming in early on Sunday. So we'll have a better look at it over the next couple of days to see how the weekend's going to shape up.
All right, and remind folks, too, if they have not picked up their copy, tisk, 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 of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where can they get a copy?
Yeah, we have copies available here at West Marine. There's two locations now, at I-65 and Airport, and also down at Dog River. And, of course, our good friends at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, they have copies. Also, Classic Cars over on Cottage Hill Road. And you might check them out also at Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope. And then Autocraft Collision Centers. And also at Robert Stale Power Equipment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update and your forecast 24/7 right here at FM Talk 106.5. I just got, we talked to Dr. Bill before we went on. He's a Green Book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had seen that over the weekend. You know, you always see the movies that are nominated for an Oscar get a big bump in people watching them to see what all the fuss is about. And it, obviously, Dr. Bill said it was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it ended up winning Best Picture, probably because Dr. Bill watched it.
Most likely. That's what pushed it over the top with the Academy.
Yeah, I guess there's a little bit of a controversy. I'm not sure exactly why people are upset that Green Book won, but of course people are upset.
There's a controversy for everything.
There is a controversy for everything, but it beat out Black Panther, the Marvel movie that came out. Also, Black Klansman, directed by Spike Lee, which Spike Lee got his first ever Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay.
Okay.
But I guess he walked out started trying to walk out when Green Book won the award, and Jordan Peele sitting behind him also didn't clap when they won. But Bohemian Rhapsody, it was also nominated for Best Picture, The Favorite, Roma, A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, and Vice. But Green Book, the big winner last night.
All right, we'll have to check that one out. We'll talk more about some of the Oscars if you want to. Coming up, I'll have to do it all from notes here because I don't. Number one, we were down, the family were downtown at the Boom Boom last night doing the parade thing. But even if I was home, I probably wouldn't watch the Oscars.
I had it up on the screen for a little bit, and then I went, this is boring. I'm going to the Alliance of American Football.
There you go.
That's what I watched.
We'll have to talk about that in just a little bit. Yeah, I'm a guy that doesn't see any of these movies, so why am I going to watch an award show about movies I didn't see?
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty good point. All right, 640 coming right back with traffic.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pinsent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, good news. They've just got the accident off of Commandary Road and Commandary Road South. They're moving out of the roadway. Car hit a sign. Again, they had one on 65. It's out of the roadway. It looks good now so far as you're traveling over the 3-mile bridge. It looks good now as you're traveling over the Bayway, the Causeway, over towards Eastern Shore with no major backups or delays. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those Mardi Gras dents or dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. See them at BayCityCollisionCenter.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and Kelly. And yeah, it's 40 now at our studios, heading for high in the 60s today. So it feels a lot cooler than it did this time yesterday morning. So be prepared. I mean, you can probably, I'm not going to be one of the people on radio or television says grab a jacket and make the decision for yourself. I'm not here. Yeah, do it how you want to do it. I'm just telling you, it's 40. All right? Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More weather headlines to get to this morning, as at least two tornadoes have been confirmed between Saturday and early Sunday in Alabama. The National Weather Service found evidence of an EF0 tornado in Fayette and Walker counties, and an EF1 in Lamar and Fayette counties. According to the Associated Press, the National Weather Service is calling this EF0 tornado the old Stagecoach Road tornado, with maximum estimated winds of 80 miles per hour. That tornado touched down near Fowler's Crossroads in Fayette County at 6:38 p.m. Saturday and was on the ground for more than 5 miles. Numerous trees were snapped and uprooted along the storm's path, but thankfully there were no major structural damages to report. As for the second confirmed tornado, that's the Kingsville tornado. It was an EF1 tornado with top estimated winds of 105 miles per hour, as according to the National Weather Service. That tornado touched down at 5:52 p.m. on Saturday, about 3 miles south-southeast in Lamar County, and was on the ground for more than 9 miles. That storm damaged a mobile home, but there were no injuries to report, which is great news. Numerous trees were uprooted. The National Weather Team and their experts are expected to visit the tornado-damaged areas today and survey and assess those damages as well. Now to an update that we've been following since August of last year, 58-year-old Deborah K. Eastip of Alberta. She's been charged with manslaughter after 20-year-old Josie Michelle Jones, a pregnant woman, was killed in a car accident. Eastip was indicted by a grand jury on Friday on an additional manslaughter charge for the death of the woman's unborn baby. That news according to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office. Eastip was also indicted on an assault charge after Jones's fiance was injured in that same crash in August of 2018. Now, authorities claim that Estep's blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit at the time of the crash. Police say she was driving the wrong way on the Foley Beach Express when her vehicle hit Jones's vehicle. Last Friday, Estep's bond was set at $75,000 on the manslaughter charge and $10,000 on the assault charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center.
As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Sound like firecrackers popping like that.
Satsuma police are looking for a gunman who shot into a home and injured a woman over the weekend. Police have identified 23-year-old Terrell Lee as a person they'd like to talk to about the shooting. Dora Crook Sutton tells News 5 her sister was shot as they took cover in the bathtub.
We was trying to, you know, get away from it. I went in there and got in the bathtub. My sister had got shot.
A disturbing discovery in Northwest Florida. One woman shot, another severely beaten. The Escambia County Sheriff's deputies are looking for 32-year-old Alexander Bedgood for that crime. Plenty of number crunching happening in Baldwin County over the weekend. Spanish Fort Middle School hosted Math Fest, a math competition drawing students from around the state. The most successful students won invitations to a larger competition in Atlanta next month. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
In partnership with the African American Genealogical and Historical Society of Mobile, the Mobile Public Library is hosting another free genealogy workshop Saturday, March 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The focus is on prerequisites and preparation for finding the slaveholder through special census. Participants are encouraged to bring their own laptops to assist in the research. A light lunch is provided and registration is required by calling 494-2172.
Keselowski beats the flu and wins in Atlanta. A big weekend for University of South Alabama sports, and Auburn takes one on the chin against a top 10 ranked team. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball, the Auburn Tigers were beaten soundly by the number 4 ranked Kentucky Wildcats on Saturday, 80-53. Kentucky led by as many as 33 points in the second half. The Wildcats' P.J. Washington scored 24 points to lead both teams. With the loss, Auburn's record is now 2-49 against Kentucky in games played in Lexington. Alabama snapped a 3-game losing streak by beating Vanderbilt 68-61. The Commodores' loss was their 15th consecutive loss, setting a program record. The Tide led 57-34 in the second half and survived a 15-point run from the Commodores to pick up their 7th conference win. Kyra Lewis Jr. again led Alabama in scoring. He had 19 points. In other games around the SEC, number 13 LSU beat number 5 Tennessee in overtime, 82-80. Ole Miss topped Georgia 72-71. Prior to the game, 8 Ole Miss players knelt during the national anthem. They said after the game that the demonstration was in response to a Confederacy rally taking place near the arena. Florida beat Missouri 64-60. Mississippi State got a win over South Carolina 76-61. And Texas A&M beat Arkansas 87-80. Closer to home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's and women's team played a doubleheader in Troy on Saturday. The women's team lost 66-58, splitting the season series against the Trojans, while the men's team won 68-52, giving them a season sweep over their rival after winning at home earlier this month. This Thursday, both teams will face UT Arlington. The men's game is at home in the Mitchell Center at 7 o'clock, while the women will be on the road to face the Mavericks. They'll also play at 7 on Thursday. In baseball, South Alabama swept their first home series of the season, beating Tennessee Tech on Friday 8-1, Saturday 7-3, and yesterday 10-2. After losing their first two games of the season against nationally ranked Clemson, the Jags have won 4 games in a row. They have a big test tomorrow night when South heads to Baton Rouge to face the number 1 ranked LSU Tigers. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. The South Alabama softball team also had a successful weekend at home. They went 4-1 in the Mardi Gras Invitational. On Friday, they shut out Stephen F. Austin 8-0 before losing to Illinois 11-2. On Saturday, the Jags shut out Hofstra 8-0 and beat Stephen F. Austin again 6-5 before wrapping the weekend on Sunday with a 3-2 win over Nicholls State. Next up for the softball team, they head to Orlando to participate in the Diamond 9 Citrus 2 Classic. That begins on Friday at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. In NASCAR on Sunday, Brad Keselowski won the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500
at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Four last lap passes in Atlanta. Turn four. For the final time, Brad Keselowski is going to win the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500.
Nice job, guys.
Keselowski picked up his 28th career victory after battling a stomach bug all weekend. Martin Truex Jr. finished in second, followed by Kurt Busch in third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Clint Bowyer fifth. Kyle Larson led a race-high 142 laps, but he finished 12th after a penalty for speeding while entering the pit. Next up, the Cup Series heads to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400 next Sunday. In golf, Dustin Johnson finished 21 under par, cruising to a win in the WGC Mexico Championship, five shots ahead of second-place finisher Rory McIlroy.
The second time in 3 years, Dustin Johnson is the king of Mexico.
It was Johnson's 20th career PGA Tour win and his sixth World Golf Championship title. Paul Casey, Ian Poulter, and Kirdech Afabanrat tied for third, 10 shots behind the leader. Tiger Woods had a rough weekend putting, but still finished tied for 10th at 8-under for the tournament. In the NBA, the New York Knicks beat San Antonio 130-118 to end an 18-game home losing streak. Denver won their fourth in a row, beating the LA Clippers 123-96, and Orlando upset Toronto 113-98, ending the Raptors' 7-game winning streak. 10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
So speeding in the pit.
Yeah, you can't go over 45, I think.
Okay, you know how hard that would be? Because have you ever been like on a long trip where you're running on the interstate for a long time and then you get off and you're on like surface streets where it's 35 and you feel like you're just crawling?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Multiply that times like 5.
Yeah, that would be it.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have a residential fire now. Azalea Road between Rainbow Drive and Halls Mill Road. So the fire department's got the roadway blocked off. Still state troopers there. Commandery Road and Commandery Road South. The car hit a sign there. Again, Mobile Police Department have got a lot of radar in the school zone, so be careful. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway still looking good with no major backups or delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:53, FM Talk 106.5. New study out showing us something we probably could guess on our own. Women are most attracted to men of their own age, and men are only attracted to women under age 24. I'll give you more on the story in a second. Here's Kelly with actual headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News from Chickasaw this morning as police there need your help as the search continues for 20-year-old David Vincent Prim Jr. of Mobile. Last week, we told you about the story as detectives say they want to discuss recent vehicle burglaries at Chickasaw High School on February 18th and then at Dan Hart Inc. on February 19th, but also that someone attempted several times to use that credit card at least described as a Nissan Altima as believed to be either light blue or silver in color with an unknown type of decal on the passenger side, a small window. If you know, remember, you can remain anonymous. The Mobile Police Department has issued their evening Mardi Gras recap. Here's what we know when it comes to the parade on Sunday. The crowd count for Neptune's Daughters Parade was 13,516. Mobile Police responded to 6 complaints. 3 people were arrested on misdemeanor charges. All of them were adults. There were 2 traffic citations as well that were issued. There were 22 parking citations issued, and there were 13 vehicles towed. 5 were taken to the MPD main impound. And when it comes to parades tonight, be ready to watch the Order of Venus roll at 6:30, and then the Order of Many Faces, they roll tonight at 7:30. Happy Mardi Gras, my friends. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5. If you're looking for that Mardi Gras schedule, it's right there, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Click the link for Moon Pie Minute while you're binge listening to older, I think, how many episodes we have up now?
24.
There you go, what he said, 24 episodes of the Moon Pie Minute. You can get caught up and get current for next hour when the next one airs. While you're there, you can also check out the parade schedule all online at fmtalk1065.com. All right, so I don't know that this is something, this is one of these studies you go, oh, they had to do a study and a survey on this, but I'm getting myself in such trouble. Okay. Why do I do this to me?
You got
to
go through with it now, though.
Okay, so the story here is apparently there's only one gender that understands the concept of age-appropriate dating. The results were in of a new study that isn't exactly shocking, but here it is. The study found, as women get older, the men they're most attracted to are roughly around their same age.
Mm, that makes sense.
I will say this is completely unscientific. This is just me getting myself in more trouble. Early on, I think women like men a few years older than them for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got their lives put together.
Right. And, you know, remember back in the young days, well, all the people I know, they're a bunch of idiots. It's the older people that got it. All right. For men, no matter how old we get, we're attracted to women between 20 and 24. You sound like Wooderson from...
Right.
We're attracted to women between 20 and 24. Literally no exception in the survey. Now, there is one thing that sort of redeems men. When the study asked people who they're most interested in, both men and women named people their own age. So a 40-year-old man might be most attracted to a 20-year-old woman, but if he's looking for anything more out of the relationship, he does gravitate towards somebody his own age.
Yeah, they're more attracted to the 20-year-old until they spend 9 hours in the mall.
And like then, like what?
Like shopping with...
Like?
Totally.
As if? Or whatever. Okay. True. But there we go. There's a study that's been done on that.
It's official.
Scientific. So it's not our fault. All right. 657. We'll be right back.